Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, well, well.
Hey, hey.
Look who it is here.
This feels right, right?
Joe Beamer decides to show up for work one of these days. What's going on? Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN for the next hour. So how do you like it, Joe? You're back in the swing of things.
Well, you know, I like being back. I like being back in the morning, you know, an earlier start to the day.
Do you?
Well, I mean, I how do I put this? I like everyone I work with, obviously, but I really do enjoy the mornings, Brian. I do. I didn't enjoy waking up this morning. I will tell you that. It really hit me after, well, Tim and I were trying to figure out how long it's been. I think it's been 5 weeks. So for 5 weeks of getting up at 8 or 9 in the morning, getting up at 3:45, 4 o'clock, let's be honest, I didn't get out of bed till 4:20 this morning.
Yeah, it stinks.
but it's good to be back. Like, now that I'm back in the groove of things, it's good to be back in the morning, to be back on this show with you. Everything feels right.
Yeah. No, it feels good. There's so much to get to, Joe. I miss you every day, being able to go through the stories of the day and talk about how wild they are, right? And, you know, there's so many. You are actually a part of what one of the things that I was thinking of, talking about today, because yesterday on Hardline, you had Erie County Legislator Gene Vinyl on,
yep.
A wide-ranging discussion on county priorities, the state budget, just everything. And, you know, this is something that Gene Vinyl, obviously not a listener to B-Maz and Beaver, because if she was, she would not have brought up what she did yesterday with you when talking about a new Bill Stadium.
That's right. This was our discussion talking about the Bill Stadium and what else could happen at the Bill Stadium. Here's what she said on Hardline yesterday. Well, Brian, it's been a while. I forgot what button to push.
And I also love the fact that it can be used for other sports, not just football, but also for soccer. And they're saying that they're going to get some friendly league, international leagues, because so many young people are really interested in soccer. So I think in the future, soccer is going to become bigger and bigger.
Well, soccer is the sport of the future. Tell me if you've heard that before. It's all these young people are into soccer. It's, great to have that sport of the future. It's been the sport of the future for 30 years. And no, Joe, I said on this show a couple days after, even we had,
Ron Mercuglia?
Yeah, Ron Mercuglia on here. And I was asking him about the same thing, and he had the same answer. And this is the person who is directly involved with the people who decide what will happen.
That's right.
Inside of the new stadium. And, it's pump your brakes on this whole soccer thing. It's crazy why people are talking. But this firmly illustrates how she's not a B-Maz and Beamer listener. But
which is unfortunate.
It's too bad. I think this perfectly illustrates just government in general, right? Because you listen to the things she said, very excited about the soccer opportunities at the stadium, of which, like I said, there will be a soccer game at that stadium eventually.
Yeah, NCAA.
Well, maybe. Who knows? Me as the soccer-loving person here,
right.
I can't envision what that is.
I was going to say, you're the person who would actually
have the opportunities are few and far between.
You would have a clear picture of what the possibilities are in Buffalo more than anyone I can think of.
There's not that many possibilities.
There it is.
I'm hoping that we can make something happen. It would be fun to, you know, have the, you know, one of the national teams even play a game here at some point. And, you know, maybe that opportunity presents itself down the line. But it's not going to be a regular occurrence. You know, we're not going to have them all the time at a football stadium because soccer games in football stadiums do not happen a lot here in America. Now,
I saw your Twitter thread back and forth on that.
Yeah, it's just, it is unbelievable to me that we're still kind of going down this path. And the thing that I love about this, so you have Mark Poloncarz says on the day that the stadium deal is announced, he, in a press conference, the Erie County executive says, you know, well, you know, it would be nice to have some international friendlies here. And, you know, for people who, and why would you know? That's, it's basically just a match that means nothing between two international teams, right?
And it's not a league.
Well, that's exactly. So that now gets transported to a member of the Erie County Legislature says, well, it's great that, you know, we are talking about having the friendly league here in Buffalo. Now, mind you, that she is one, it's a almost ceremonial vote at this point.
Right.
But she is one of the people who will be voting on this issue of giving money to build a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. And one of the things going through her mind in that vote is, well, I love that we can host the friendly league here. That doesn't exist. That's not a thing.
Right.
There's no such thing as that ever. So the people who are supposed to be most in the know just have no idea what they're even talking about. Joe, it reminded me of when the state was going to legalize mixed martial arts.
Right.
And I am, you know, at the time that this happened, this is going back, this is about 6 years ago, maybe even 7 years ago.
It was a big deal.
And I was very into, more so than I am now, because I get up early and it's just too late and I'm old. But I was very into watching every single...
More because you're old.
Yes, I'm old. But I was watching every single event. I'm following this story for years going up to this point and very into the sport and, you know, becoming a bigger and bigger fan. And I'm hearing the debate that goes on in New York and the arguments against legalizing mixed martial arts. And I'm listening to these people talk about, you know, these bare-knuckled, you know, cage fighters or, you know, so much about the cage, which, you know, a lot of it doesn't even take place in a cage.
Right.
We're talking about some of these smaller, but, you know, so many arguments from the people who are making the decision that are so wildly off base that illustrates they have no idea what they're about to vote on. And the thought occurred to me, Joe, and it was illustrated again in this interview you did yesterday, that, okay, well, hang on a second. Here's this thing that I know quite a bit about.
Yeah.
And so it's clear to me that these people voting on it have no idea what they're talking about. That probably happens with 100% of the things that they vote about, always.
Right.
But it's just clear to me to see now, because I know a little bit about the topic that they're talking about. And here it is again, on display. The people voting on whatever it is, if you think that they're experts just because they're in the chair, somebody is so excited for the friendly league to begin playing in Buffalo. I mean,
come on. It's that whole, you know, inside baseball, seeing how things are done. And, you know, I think you'd have a lot more respect for someone if they said, you know, they tell me it's going to be able to hold soccer. I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know much about international soccer, but wouldn't that be cool if it has the dimensions to be able to do that? Instead of, and this is why people don't trust politicians, is because people, you know, oh, well, yeah, we're going to be able to do this and this. And like you said, when it's not politic talk, you know, when it's actually something that you know something about, you're like, the hell are you talking about? Do you actually understand what's going on?
Or if that is, you know, a big reasoning behind it, you know, if that's one of the big pluses, I mean, maybe you should just look into it a little bit. I don't know, Joe.
Right.
I was just so, you know, taken aback by that when I say that was after she called Roger Goodell a terrorist.
Right.
No, not exactly. But, you know, said it was like a hostage, terrorist hostage situation, which is actually not like a terrible comparison because we all know what you mean on that. And, you know, we've been saying pretty much the same thing when dealing with the NFL, you know, throughout over the past year or so of talking about the stadium deal. But it is just hilarious to illustrate how little the people in the know really know.
I know. I mean, I was upset she didn't bring you because I read Twitter a lot, Brian, and I've been told that Buffalo's going to get an MLS team at the new stadium.
Again, it's just like, no, it's just not going to, unless they wildly change what they're, you know, looking for in a city to put a team in.
Right.
No, it's not going to. Just look around. Look around at what's going to happen. Look at where the games are played. You know, when the U.S. plays their games for World Cup, or, you know, this or that. You know, look at where they play their games. Are they in, you know,
soccer specific?
Are they in NFL stadiums in small cities? No, they're not. If they're in an NFL stadium, it's in New York City.
Right.
Or somewhere, you know, with a huge population. So just, you know, hilarious to me to listen to this. And it's just, listen, it's all right about the stadium when we're talking about it. But just the point of this being, take that and just put it on everything else. And just, that's the level of knowledge that we're talking about, generally speaking.
Right, if you think
across the political spectrum.
If you think it's just because, if it's just dealing with sports and stuff, like Brian said, how about if we actually paid attention to these meetings and we actually listened to the back and forth? You would probably realize every day you have someone giving a speech on something they know nothing about. It's like Joe Beamer in high school giving a presentation on a book he didn't read, just trying to get a passing grade.
Yeah. COVID was the example of 2 years of people, yep. You know, what? This and that. Yeah, we talked to Steve Roberts about that earlier this morning, but I don't know. Just another example. Joe, how much money you got in your pocket?
Cash?
Cash, any form. Bitcoin? Do you have a couple of Bitcoins in your pocket?
No, I have a debit card in my pocket, and that's it.
Because this was making the rounds on social media over the past couple days. Josh Allen's rookie card. Did you see this?
No.
New high for Josh Allen's rookie card at auction. Over $300,000.
Wow.
For Josh Allen's rookie card. So I, of course, had to look into this a little bit. And I'm like, you know, wait a second. Because people were saying, like, oh, whoa, this is crazy. Josh Allen's rookie, he's only been in the league for so long. And already his rookie card is $300,000. Apparently, rookie card is not the same as like when I was. Because I have a Jager rookie card.
Ooh.
It's one of the greatest. I have a couple of them. But this is not the same type of rookie card.
Are you putting an addition on your house with that card?
No.
Oh.
I'm not even close, Joe. Josh Allen rookie card goes for $300,000. The headline reads as if it's like the Josh Allen rookie card, like
right.
The card that you try and get.
I thought that's the only rookie card there is.
No, this is a very special. Joe, this is a signed rookie card with a piece of jersey in it where there only 10 of them exist.
Oh, okay, now we're talking.
So your Josh Allen rookie card is not going to be worth, unfortunately, $300,000. I feel like a lot of people got excited there in the Buffalo area.
So this is game-worn jersey, Allen autograph, yes. Rookie card.
Limited to 10 of them exist in the world.
Now, I have...
That's different than the one that I have.
I was going to say, now, is that for all jersey cards? Because listen to this, Brian, and get your checkbook ready. I have a Ty Conklin Edmonton Oilers jersey-worn card signed by Ty Conklin. Do you think I can get that kind of money?
Something tells me that one's a little bit different. I'm just going to go with that. But, you know, rookie card, I mean, there's a difference there. It's not rookie card apparently doesn't mean the same as it did in the past. Because there's like a lot of different Josh Allen rookie cards, right?
Yeah.
Not all of them are selling for the mid six figures.
It's funny. It's funny because the Buffalo News article, as value keeps climbing, it says at the end of the article.
Yeah.
It's so misleading.
You're getting everyone who has a Josh Allen card is spending their money already. Just, yeah, look at that. I got money in the bank. Let's go. It's in the safe.
You go to the bank. You say, I'd like a loan. Can I back it up with this?
Yes. You're like, sir, this came out of a Cheetos bag. This is not the Allen rookie card that we're looking for. This one, that one is worth $300,000. This one is worth about 300 pennies.
That's right. You can get those Cheetos back.
you can take it like that. Something to watch out for. No, but Joe, it's the end of an era.
Uh-oh.
Kmart. is, I mean, they're whittling down their stores. And we are really getting to the end of it. Only three stores remaining. Their New Jersey location, shuttering its doors. I was surprised that there were any Kmart stores left, Joe.
I really thought that was the last one. And it is funny, as you say, their New Jersey location. Remember when it was here in Western New York, the Cheektowaga location, the Amherst location. Now it's the New Jersey location.
Yeah.
Statewide.
The one on Hurdle Avenue lasted until December of 2019.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of unbelievable in and of itself.
Yeah, and it was a haunted house this past...
Oh, yes, it was. Morning. It made a great haunted house. They didn't have to change anything. You just walk through Kmart and it's scary enough as it is. But no, where did Kmart go wrong? Because I feel like... And, you know, we could take your comments in as well, 803-0930 on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, or if you want to give us a call. Joe, I feel like, you know, they have a million suits. Actually, this is an old comedian's joke about, you know, the downfall of Kmart. And it's just, it's not even a joke. It's true that there's probably, you know, a ton of people getting paid a lot of money in boardrooms, racking their heads about how do you fix Kmart. And I just felt like the answer was always so simple. Sweep.
Yeah.
Just every once in a while, sweep up the floors. Yeah. Clean up the crap that everyone throws all over the aisles. Put the clothes back on the hanger. You know, all this junk that's everywhere. Can we tidy it up a little bit? Can I walk in between aisles and push a shopping cart without having to run over boxes of Cheerios that somebody threw down? I feel like if that happened, Kmart would still be here today.
But see, is that all, though? Because what you just described to me, I can take you to. It's called Big Lots, and they're doing just fine.
Yeah, but they don't pay anything for their stuff, right? I mean, isn't that the idea of Big Lots? Like, it's just, it's the old stuff. You buy, you know, a food item at Big Lots, and they're, you know, you're not looking at the date.
But what I'm saying is that those stores still work. Kmart was a discount retailer.
Right? Was
it? Kmart, Walmart, Target.
No, those are retailers. Those aren't discount retailers. I mean, those are stores.
Okay, those
Kmart
are everyday.
Had new things.
But Kmart was no different than
the
Target.
The latest CDs and electronics. That you can just like, they were trying to compete on the same level as Walmart and Target.
Right. Here's the thing with Walmart and Target. They actually updated their stores.
Yeah, exactly.
Kmart is the point that you're making. Kmart looked like a Big Lots trying to sell what you can get at Target.
Right. Yes.
That's your
problem.
That's
the thing.
They didn't update their stores. I mean, think of any other store that, you know, any other retailer now that's successful. Because I can remember we did this with a few that I worked for. You do a complete redesign because no one wants to walk into, well, unless you're me, no one wants to walk into a place and go, it's 1985.
That's the thing with Kmart. So that Hurdle Avenue location closed in 2019. I was there, let's say 2017. I made a trip into the Kmart. I don't know what for. I think I bought something online, picked it up there. Horrible experience.
I can only imagine.
And the sign you mentioned updated. I said sweep. You know, that would have been a good starting point. But also updating the stores.
Got to sweep before you can update.
The signs in the stores. I was expecting to see a Walkman under the electronic sign because it had not changed since I was 3 years old.
Yep.
It was the exact same signage. I mean, it was a blast from the past. I mean, there had not been any updating. But things like that. You know, what say you? 803-0930. It seemed like they had a leg up. They could have survived. Just tidy it up. Hire a store cleaner. Just someone to walk through. Hey, all this junk on the floor, let's pick it up and put it back on the rack. And people would think it's a pleasant experience every now and again. Because, I mean, really, you look at it, Joe, their products, they basically the same stuff.
Right.
Their prices... We're basically the same.
Very comparable.
It was just dirty.
Right.
It was dirty.
It was dirty and old.
How can you survive when you're dirty? That is number one to me. I think Kmart could have been saved by a broom. But what are you looking, when you go into the retail experience, what do you need now in 2022 to go into a store? I mean, is there something that sets a store apart that makes you go in instead of just clicking and buying everything online? Because you can get just about any, including your groceries now. You can get literally anything That's delivered right. right to your door.
Believe me, you might have Joe Beamer at your door.
There you go. I mean, but what does a store need to do now to get you inside? 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's BMAZ and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Back together again, BMAZ and Beamer.
That's
WBEN.
Right.
BEN.
For a whole week.
It feels good. No, I'm
not. I know. Just...
I'm getting out of here at the end of the week, so sorry.
A little
sorry
Easter vacay. Short-lived.
Can't really blame me. As soon as you come back, I'm like, all right, now's my chance.
Right. Yeah. No. Joe's here.
Let's get Jeez. Out of here. But, you know, we're talking about, you know, some of these retail stores that are on their last legs, and it is, like, kind of crazy to me what outlasts what.
Yes.
You know, in the market. So Kmart is now, their Jersey location is closing. And so they're down to now 3 stores around the country. I mean, they had thousands and thousands of locations, over 2,000 across the country. And now they're down to just 3. Here's Mark Cohen. He's at the Columbia Business School.
Kmart is a victim of serial incompetence with regard to its historical leadership. It's had a variety of folks running the business who were either not paying much attention to competition or attempting to do things which frankly resulted in the ultimate train wreck, which is bankruptcy.
And, you know, I agree with him in the sense that incompetence is really the word that I would use, because as we were saying before the break, you know, you have it there, right? You have all the stores. You have basically the same offerings. You're getting in the same entertainments, you know, what video games or, you know, what else? TVs, you know, all the junk that you buy at a store. You have the same new stuff that just about everybody else is getting. So what is it? What is it? And it, to me, it all really comes down to, you know, change your sign every once in a while in the stores that points to the electronics section and sweep. And you know what? Maybe you would have given yourself a fighting chance against all these other places.
Because that's the thing with Kmart. I mean, that's what makes this story even more amazing, in my opinion, is there was a time where they had more foot traffic than Walmart or Target.
Yeah.
There was a time where there was no Walmart or Target. It was, so you started with the bulk of the foot traffic. And over decades, you pretty much push people away. I think that's more of an epic crash and burn than anything else in retail. Them and Sears, we were talking about over the break, mm-hmm. both were at the top. These aren't stores that, you know, hung around the middle. These were stores that at one time in their fields were at the top of the chain and quickly downfall.
Sears, I want to get to Sears in a moment because
okay.
I think
Sorry.
Sears.
I didn't mean to get ahead.
No. But you brought up Sears, and I like that because, but I think it's a little bit different. Kmart, to me, their big problem was, if I can put my analyst hat on, if I could put my, they should have made me CEO hat on.
They should have.
Their big problem was just simply keep the store clean and, like, your signage and branding. Because there is something about, you know, Walmart is amazing to me. because there was a time where Walmart and Kmart, from a consumer, you know, my perspective as somebody who would go in the
same store.
Oh, yes. Joe, they were exactly the same. And they were going down that same, like, dingy path. You remember the Walmart store that used to be on the boulevard?
Across from Home Depot.
Yeah, now it's the Asian superfood store. And if you remember going into that store or one of these old Walmarts, I mean, it was, it was the same as Kmart.
Yep.
There's stuff all over the place, dingy lighting. It's just, it felt like a dingy store. You were definitely right in a discount store, you felt like, even though it wasn't really discount. Your prices are basically the same as just about everything else. But and it had, you know, the vests, Mart. There's something about the Mart, like Kmart, Mart, Walmart. Like, it just had this very 90s feel going into the turn of the century. Now, what they did, they turned it all around. You walk in, I mean, there was a point in time, Joe, where I was like, I'm not walking to a Walmart. I just, the People of Walmart website, that exists for a reason.
Yeah.
But now you walk into the store and like what, it's like a totally different place as to what it was, you know, in the late 90s or what it was in their old locations. They changed the logo around.
Yep.
All the lights are brighter. There's more space in the aisles. It looks cleaner. It's just, it has that little touch-up of everything from the sign outside to how it looks inside. The
signage inside, too, yeah.
That Kmart just never did. Kmart was like, well, we're not going to do any of that.
Right.
We're just going to throw some more stuff on the ground and see if people will just pick it up.
Well, that's exactly okay. So when Walmart upgraded, a lot of their stores, they closed and opened bigger stores. They all became super centers, right? There was a time where Walmart Supercenter was different than a Walmart. Now they're just all these mega stores.
Right.
You know, I remember the one in Clarence went from a regular Walmart to a Supercenter, but all the other ones were still. And then now they're all these huge Supercenters. Kmart didn't change the building.
Well, they had Big K. Remember
that
Big
was,
K?
That's the thing. All they did was change the signing. Walmart literally changed the whole store. Everything's different. The lighting's different. The space is different. Kmart said, well, we already have these buildings. We can't upgrade the buildings. Let's put big in front of the K on the sign.
Make the K bigger. Make the K bigger, the Mart smaller, and we'll trick people into thinking it's a new store. But that, to me, that's where it all went wrong. So now, like, Walmart, to me, Joe, it used to be a huge difference between your Walmart and your Target.
Yes.
Target was just like an upscale Walmart. I mean, because, you know, again, they got the same TVs, basically.
Right.
They have pretty much the same offerings. The clothes are a little bit different. But it's, Target was nicer. They, you know, there wasn't stuff on the ground. The lights were brighter. The people wore khakis. I mean, it was a totally different, right? Now, if I'm, again, from where I'm sitting, they're basically the same store. I mean, really, do you put like that much? Target used to be so much better than Walmart into summer. Now I'm looking at them and I'm like, yeah, it's basically the same thing.
But was Target ever that much better, or was it just that Target was newer? And then Walmart has completely upgraded. I think that's why Target now is updating all their stores again to try to get the upper hand on Walmart. But Walmart has completely, I mean, come on, the grocery part of Walmart's a lot better than the grocery part of Target. You know what I mean? They've completely risen to the occasion.
I think it was cleaner, Joe. I mean, I really do think that it was cleaner. You said newer, like a newer build. Like, that plays into it, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a little more fresh. It's a little more clean. And now I think a lot of the Walmart stores are kind of like that, too, where it's a little more fresh. It's definitely not, it's not as dingy, it's brighter, it's not what it used to be, and I think they're on the same levels, to the point now, Joe, where it's not whether I go to one or the other, like it used to be with the old Walmart and Kmart stores, like, oh, well, we're going to Target, you know, we're going to feel a little upscale, you know, it's so much nicer. Now it's, well, I'm going to go to wherever it's easier to park.
Exactly.
You know, whatever's easier to get into, or whatever's closest.
And you and I have a different experience, because where I am, the Walmart parking lot, that plaza with Walmart and BJ's, is a mess. You don't want to get stuck in that plaza because it's going to take you three light turns to get out onto transit. So Target is the easier parking because you just go, you park away from Wegmans and to go, to Target. But you're right. That definitely plays into it. I don't want to go into this plaza. I don't want to definitely go into the plaza by work, especially when Costco goes in. That's going to be a madhouse. So yeah, you're right. It's more about what can I get out of easier. And there was also a time, Brian, you talked about the old dingy Walmart, where if you walked into Walmart, the smell of popcorn was on everything. And now you walk into Target, just smells like Starbucks coffee.
I miss that smell of popcorn. Remember Hills and Ames?
Yes.
Right when you'd walk in, the snack bar, and they give you a free popcorn if you were a little kid. And that made the store. That I always wanted to go there. I mean, there's a reason why. I don't remember the store. I remember the popcorn. Popcorn was great.
But Ames is another example of they bought Hills, and ever since they bought Hills, it went right downhill. Sears bought Kmart, and ever since that partnership, both stores have gone downhill.
Yeah. You know, on our text board, a lot of people chiming in on this. One person about the Kmart parking lots were so broken up beyond belief.
It's so true.
That's part of it, right? I mean, it starts from when you park your car and you're going through this, you know, the moon to get into the door. And then there's a broken down pony that costs, you know, 25 cents to ride outside. And you're like, what am I going into? You know, it just felt like. It felt like you were going into a discount store. Joe, you mentioned Big Lots, but in reality, it wasn't a discount store. It was trying to be the offerings inside of what you would buy, basically the same prices and the same things as these other stores. It's just the appearance that got back up to
it. But they're so right. I mean, think about the Kmart on Walden. We've talked about the one on Hurdle. Remember before this was a big plaza, there was a Kmart over there, and that parking lot sucked. So the three Kmarts that I can remember, the parking lots were awful. I can't remember. And you know what? The parking lot on the Kmart side of where the Seneca Mall used to be is also horrible. So we'll throw that in there.
Yeah, I mean, it was 100% true. But, you know, what compels you to even step foot in one of these? And you mentioned Sears. Sears is amazing to me. Sears should have been inverted when I think about the one that was at the Boulevard Mall here. Because I think Sears did keep up with it on the appliance side. You got the electronics, the appliances at Sears. I do feel like they might have been a little more pricey than some of the other, but you know, they had a good thing going there.
Yeah.
But then they also had all the clothes. And the clothes part, I mean, it was like two worlds, the upstairs Sears and the downstairs Sears. And you go to where the appliances and all, you know, the big Sears, the Craftsman tools.
Right. They owned a lot of their stuff.
Right. It was amazing. I mean, that was really nice. The clothes, Joe, I mean, it looked like it was like the old Walmart or the old Kmart. It just stuff, there's too much stuff. And it was all thrown everywhere. And you're like, you don't know where to look. And you're flipping through like a million things. And they're all crowded together on this hangar. It was just too much. And I think that plays into it. When you walk in and there's just junk all over the place, I am more likely to walk right out than to look through it.
Well, especially when you're Sears. I mean, if now what's in Sears, Gabe's, yeah, I'll go through it. Because I'm paying $5 for that shirt. At Sears, I'm paying retail mall prices. There's a reason people will put up with it at TJ Maxx and won't put up with it at a Sears. Oh,
that's a good point. That's a great point, Joe, because I will flip through one of those stores.
I'll go to Gabe's right now where Sears used to be, and you're right. It looks like it did with Sears, but you know what? I'm paying 70% less on what I take off that rack.
I'm just looking for the one Bill shirt, right? You know, I'm there, and I'm flipping through on the rack, and you know, I'm willing to do that in a way that I'm not at somewhere where I know the price is going to be much higher,
right?
Which was, you know, Kmart and all these stores. I don't know, JC, you know, these Penny's, you know, Macy's, all these stores, they always get talked about as being in trouble, mostly because they're so reliant on clothes. I see they try and add some new things every now and then to the store. You mentioned Kohl's during the break. Their big thing, we were just there over the weekend. You can return an Amazon package to Kohl's, and they're the smartest people in the world run that store, apparently, because that store is nothing special. But they'll give you, now, you return something, and then they just give you, okay, here's $5 to spend on whatever you want in the store.
Isn't that great?
I mean, it's so, and now I'm like, wow, $5? Well, I'm not going to let this go to waste. Now you're looking around the store, and, you know, for my a little too much in the store. I think you can get rid of every other aisle, and I'd be more, you know, willing to buy some. But you're walking through, $5 in your pocket. Now, all right, you know, what are we doing here? get a funky hat, you know what? I don't know, whatever they sell there. But it's that's a good idea where it, you know, makes them a little bit different.
And I don't want to sound like an ageist here, but you know, if you had people our age in high level positions at these places like Macy's and Penny's, I do think you would have more things that would get our attention. Because as you mentioned, the people in high level positions at these retail stores, believe me, I worked at one. What's their thing that they always go back to? Well, this worked in the 80s. Well, it's not the 80s. As much as I love 80s music and 80s movies, it's not the 80s. Stuff from the 80s is not bringing people into these stores. You have to remember, they can go on someone else's website and get this stuff a lot cheaper. Yeah. That's the reality. You got to have something else that brings them in. And again, not to be an ageist, but it would be nice if people our age were in one of these positions and you saw how they ran the store.
Yeah. No, I when it comes back to Kmart now, you know, one of its last stores closing today, I don't think you even have to be, do you have to be young to be, that seems like a like an older generation thing. Like, hey, can you tidy up a little bit?
You're right. I mean, that's a good point.
I mean, it just seems like something that's just so common sense that I really think would have saved their store. All they had to do, replace a couple signs. You know, Walmart kept the same name. They just, you know, reimagined the sign a little bit.
Yep.
And, you know, to where it just, it wasn't Walmart. It was just Walmart.
Walmart, yep.
Right? And you could just, Kmart, you know, make it just one little thing, spiffy it up a little bit, change it around, and then, you know, again, have somebody in that store actually put something back on the rack.
But you think of Kmart with the signage, right? With the parking lots like we've talked about. Doesn't it just seem like Kmart was the child that was forgotten? The neglected child?
I was going to say, like, just like the person that, you know, they got married and stopped trying.
Ah.
Right? It's just like, you know, they, a while ago, all right, like, it's us. It's, you know, a couple of these other stores. People come. We're here. People come to us for everything. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Not shop here? And then, you know, eventually some younger, hipper people came into the scene and they started to encroach on the territory a little bit. And Kmart was like, ah, what are you going to do? Leave me? As it's sitting on the couch eating a bag of potato chips. Like, come on. I'm Kmart, baby. You're not going anywhere. And then they did.
Yeah, they literally went everywhere else.
And we don't know what happened to Kmart. So they moved to Jersey and apparently they didn't want
them
anymore.
Yeah. No, and again, I'm not saying, oh, what are you saying, Joe? Fire people who are older? No, but maybe have some advisors that are younger around you. You have to approach, and believe me, I saw this, and I saw a store close because of this. You have to remember it's 2022, and you have to approach it like it's 2022. Going back to how things were even 10 years ago is not a strategy. And that goes for more than just retail.
Someone's bringing up Brand Names was another store that came to mind. And I can't. Now, that Trader Joe's, that was originally built as a Brand Names, right?
Yes.
That whole building?
Yes. Bring Brand Names home for the holidays.
And, you know, I remember it. I remember the catalog. And I do remember going in the store, but I feel like I was just too young to have a good sense of what it was like inside.
I just remember the jingle. And the only thing I remember from a brand name store is the before they remodeled that plaza and put Trader Joe's in there, the brand name storefront for a holiday season was where we stored stuff at the retail store I worked at in that plaza.
Oh, okay.
So I was never in there when it was open. I just remember the jingle.
I remember the storefront. I feel like they used to dress that thing up for
probably
Christmas. And
we had pallets in it.
I mean, that was when you used to get a catalog.
Yeah.
Are catalogs coming back, by the way, Christmas catalog? I got a couple of them this past year.
Really? I didn't get one.
From like Amazon, though. Amazon and Target, they're sending out the catalogs.
My two favorite Christmas catalogs, the companies don't exist anymore. Air Mall and, Sky Mall and Toys R Us.
Are you sad you don't get the Toys R Us one?
Dude, now? Even in my 20s, I would look at the Toys R Us and see, is anything the same as it was when I would read this?
That's, you have to, the kid is like the greatest thing, because when you're shopping for your kid, you are like also kind of being like, yeah, I would have loved this when I was, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm thinking of things, and I'm like thinking just like a couple years too. I have to remind myself sometimes that, like, hey, you can't really use that, but I'm like, oh, Stomp Rocket, like, got that. Like, that would have been so much fun. Or like everything that you're thinking, like, wow, this would have been cool. So when those catalogs came, I was definitely like, Yeah.
Got to take a look.
We're earmarking this because he's going to love this. This will be awesome.
What do you think, before we get out of here, you know, I love, like, going back and playing old Sega games, playing old N64 games. Do you think, like, when your kid becomes a gamer or the age of a gamer, that they'll like stuff like that, like the older graphics, or is that just not relatable to someone?
I hope my kid's going to go outside.
Yeah, that's good point. Okay, good point.
That's it.
Good answer.
That's my goal. I would hope not. I really hope not. Yeah, I hope they go outside and run around.
Yeah.
And, like, play with people. You know, a sport.
Yeah.
or just, like, sidewalk chat. I don't care what they do. Like, you know, see people face-to-face.
But on a rainy day, it's nice to have video games. Yeah. When I was a kid, the Sega was for...
Go to the movies.
Yeah, that's true. When I was a kid, the Sega was for rainy days. If it was sunny, you're outside. Rainy, okay, we can see how far we can get through Sonic 2.
Yeah, I'll drive you to the movie. Here, drop, you know, spend a few hours here. I'll be at Brand Names around the corner.
Yeah, I'll take you to University 8 and I'll go to Brand Names. Well, it's good to be back. Back on the morning, back on the 9 o'clock show. And you know what that means, Brian? That means our A-plus lineup is back in full effect this week.
Is it? All week?
Until you leave on Thursday. Yeah.
All right. I never got to make sure. I got to make sure. So, you know, that's great. So we got Tom later in the afternoon, but David Bellavia coming up after the news with Randy. Looking forward to it. And we will both be back tomorrow. Looking forward to that. BMAS and Beamer on WBEN.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.